This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
3 weeks from Christmas here at Gillette Stadium. And today's present, and 12 days of Christmas, starting early, is a Patriots.com roster report with Paul Perillo and Andy Hart.
I don't know how much of a present that is.
Especially since there's no roster moves of which to speak.
Yeah, nothing.
So you know what we'll talk about, Paul Perillo?
Miami?
The team getting healthy despite its lengthy injury report as Fred Taylor, veteran running back, returned to the practice fields Friday at Gillette Stadium. Kind of taking the normal progression we've seen of late with guys with long-term injuries hitting the practice field Friday, then returning the following week in practice to get closer to game action. The backfield getting healthy, Paul.
Yeah,
everybody talks about going down the stretch. You want to be able to run the ball. Brady has talked about it. The offensive line always talks about it. You still have Lawrence Maroney healthy at this point in the season, as far as we know. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Sammy Morris joined the crew last week. Looked pretty good out there. And now you have Fred Taylor. What make you of these?
Well, I think it's one of those blessing in disguise. I think obviously Bill didn't want it this way and didn't plan it this way. But you have two quality running backs now returning off of an extended absence. And I don't think Taylor will play on Sunday.
Oh,
but
God,
he's obviously closer. And Morris will play on Sunday. So you're going to have a couple of guys in December that haven't taken 150, 200 carries worth of pounding over the last, you know, 8 or 10 weeks, like a lot of other running backs have, you know, around football. I think that gives your backfield a little bit of a boost while everybody else, is dragging. And as you said, it's the time of year when you probably want to accentuate your running game a little bit. So it's a blessing in disguise.
The rest of the injury report, we're not going to go over it word by word because it's exceptionally lengthy. The offensive line is the area
really
I want to focus
up.
On. Are they banged up? Are they injured? Is it something that's going to be a detriment to the offense? Because we talk about the running backs. It's all well and good to have a slew of running backs, but if they're running behind guys who can't block for them, it does you no good. You're not going to establish the run. Do you feel like the potential is there for this group, running backs and linemen, to be healthy enough to run the ball in December?
I think that health is going to be okay. This is something we talked about during the course of the week, and Fred had brought up whether or not he thought the performance last Monday night was injury-related, and I would say I hope it was I hope it's not, because I don't think that the injury situation from Monday night is going to get dramatically better. I think guys are dealing with injuries in terms of, you know, Dan Copen's knee, Matt Light's knee, Stephen Neal now is on the injury report with an ankle.
Has a head and a shoulder.
There's been a couple of head injuries with Vollmer and Neal. Kazier had an ankle problem. I don't think those things are going to magically get better 13 weeks into the season. And things are getting worse now. So hopefully they continue to be able to play through some of these problems. Vollmer has been out on the practice field, so it looks like he's going to be ready to return. Whether or not he gets a lot of playing time, we don't know. We'll have to see what Bill decides there. But I think from a health standpoint, Andy, I think they will be okay. Not ideal, but I think they'll be okay.
Basically, they haven't had to place anybody on IR all year, which is a positive thing, which is why you're
having
the ability.
They only have five players on IR as a team, and none of those really
are relevant.
Yeah, not a single one.
The Dolphins can't say the same thing at this point in the year. The team the Patriots play Sunday in Miami have had a slew of injuries and key ones. Obviously, the quarterback and
running back,
the Wildcat quarterback, you know, Ronnie Brown, the focal point of their entire offense. Missing late
and
in the season.
Your two starting
yet
cornerbacks.
Your cornerbacks, your nose tackle, Jason Ferguson, unable to stop the run. So a little bit of a different case from them health-wise. But, you know, they still have the potential, I think, to be a tough football team, because I think that's what they are kind of coached to be from the top with Bill Parcells down through Tony Sperano. And I think even the veterans. You know, when you have guys like Joey Porter and Jason Taylor, I think it's going to take a lot for them to pack it in. So, you know, this is the roster report. But give us a little preview of what you expect to see 1 o'clock Sunday, Landshark Stadium.
What do I expect to see? I expect to see the Patriots to again exploit the two rookie cornerbacks. And, you know, I thought that they played, especially Vontae Davis, I thought he played very competitively, very tough. I just think that they're going to be overmatched again against Moss and Welker. By the way, both coming off games where they were somewhat neutralized. Little something to prove here. We know Randy's better, in this down the stretch. He's better in these warm weather places than he has been in the cold. So I look for for Randy to have a big game, and I look for the Patriots' offense to sort of finish what they started. Finish drives, finish the second half a little bit better. And defensively, it all comes down to the big guy in the middle, Vince Wilfork. I think he's the key to everything in stopping Ricky Williams. I think the Patriots are going to control this football game, Andy.
I agree with you, and I actually agree with all your matchups, and I think all the matchups are going to lend themselves towards victories for the Patriots as you check off the roster. And I actually think it's going to be a pretty easy game because I think there's a chance that this team is embarrassed by what happened last week. They have an opponent they know. You have the advantage of facing a team that's nowhere near the team it wanted to be at the beginning of the year, starting to get late in the season, coming off a horrific loss in which Chad Henne gave the game away. I think a lot of factors, the Randy Moss factor and the heat, I think is a great one. I think a lot of factors lead towards some potential big plays on both sides of the ball for the Patriots. And maybe, you know, it's a short-term thing, but get their swagger back. Feel different than they did last Monday night when it was back to the drawing board and we got to assess where we are as a team and put together this team and move forward. I think they're going to move forward in a big way on Sunday.
I agree.
What it means long-term? No idea, but at least for Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock,
I think we'll feel better. Right. We'll feel better about what's going on.
And you can feel better right now because we're going to conclude this roster report. You don't have to listen to us anymore, but check back each and every Friday as we get closer to the conclusion of the season, move into the holiday season. We'll have a present for you wrapped up Friday afternoon with a Patriots.com roster report. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. The music should be getting a little louder. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.